We're about to get into episode 4 of season 2 of Unhurry, but here's a little heads up for our listeners and viewers. When we got to the very end of recording this, there was a technical problem with the audio. We almost lost it entirely. We had to do some magic to recover it, and it's not quite as good as it normally is, but we still felt like the content was important to get out there. So thanks for understanding, and enjoy the episode. This is Unhurried, and I'm your host, Doug Kyle. You know, life can feel like a race, rushing to the next thing, never time to reflect. But there is incredible value in slowing down with God to take in His perspective, His presence, His pace. Is church no longer relevant? Is it necessary anymore? This is episode 4 of season 2 of Unhurried. I'm your host, Doug Kyle. I'm here in our makeshift podcast studio in Ryan Viramontes. I feel like we need sound effects maybe, because right then we should have heard a giant rousing applause or something.
Yeah,
right?
Or like a horn, you know, like more.
You know, like, there we go. Yeah. So, you know, in addition to all the other things you're doing, if you could be managing that, like, sound effects, that would be great.
Yeah, let's make it happen. Let's go for it. You know, my name does mean little king.
Does it?
Yes, Ryan does mean that.
I thought it meant hobbit, so.
I think this is what people call me around here.
All right. Well, little king, we need some horns or something to kind of announce that. I was looking back, I realized we're coming up almost on the one-year anniversary of our podcast, launching it, and we have about 50 episodes, which means Unhurry is now bingeable.
Yes.
You know, if people haven't been listening, if they haven't been following along, they actually go back. We have a number of podcasts that they can listen to.
Yeah, when I upload it every week, you know, you have to type in what episode number we're on and everything, so it catalogs it. And I'm always just like so surprised. I'm like, wow, we've almost been doing this for a year. Like, it's awesome. Like, I'm so happy, you know?
Yeah, I love it. I love it too. Well, it's great. And it's awesome to have you joining us today, listening wherever you are or watching. We are kind of finishing up how we began season 2 with this focus on a spiritual reset.
Yeah.
And along the way, we've been looking at primarily our need for God, specifically living in His presence. That's the starting place. We need His perspective. We call that the hope factor. And we need people. We need relationships in our life. Well, what we call the relational reset. I think you make a pretty good case that all three of those are pretty important for resetting our lives, our stepping into God's presence, taking hold of His hope, and connecting with other individuals in our lives that are going to support us and carry us through. But do we need the church? An outside look, you know, someone outside looking in on the culture today might think that maybe the church has outlived its effectiveness.
Right.
Maybe it's time that, you know, to close the chapter on the formal church. Over the past decade, church attendance in the United States has experienced a notable decline. A decade ago, 38% of Americans would go to church every week or nearly every week. Today, it's about 30%. That's an 8% drop in those that are attending church on a weekly basis, which represents about 20% drop in church attendance from the experience of those going to church. 1 in 5 fewer people going to church in America than did before,
right,
as far as those who consider themselves churchgoers. So maybe church has outlived its cultural relevance. I don't know. Are you sensing that too? And thinking about your friends or those that you hang around with, do you get that kind of feeling too, just from a observational standpoint?
Totally. Yeah. Even people that, you know, I went to, you know, college with, you know, I mean, this was only, you know, 10 years ago or so, you know, I would still say that they, and I would have faith that they would say that they are believers, right? And that their faith in Christ has not changed.
Sure.
But I think the importance of being involved in a church community or being an active member of a church body, I think, has changed. That priority has changed for them.
And that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if more and more people would say, I believe in God. I think it's important to put my hope in Him. I think it's important to have people in my life that are supporters for me. But church,
right?
Maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe it's not not as the important place that it was even 10 years ago. And that certainly is my experience too, as I look around in our community and with the people that I know. But I'm still pretty enthusiastic about church. I guess that's no surprise. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I enjoy coming here every week. You know,
but you know, I mean, people might say, and I mentioned this in the message, people might say, "Well, of course, Ryan, of course, Doug, you guys are into it because that's your vocation, that's your thing. You know, church is your deal." But I believe it's not just that this is something that we have a bias for. I believe that this is Jesus's perspective as well. Jesus is committed to the local church. Famously, he said, "I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." And that's a pretty strong statement. Jesus says his construction project of the church is not going to be thwarted even by the most evil intent possible. And so I don't think we have to worry about our culture either. Not only that, for 20 centuries, Jesus has been true to his promise. He has built his church for 20 centuries now and provided a place for his people to gather. And there's been plenty of times it looked pretty bleak. It looked like the church might be going under. And Jesus has protected his church, restored his church, and prospered his church over that time. It's flourished. So I believe that this is something that Jesus is committed to. He's passionate about. I'll come back to that a little bit more in a second. But one of the statistics that I also came across recently that struck my attention was that those who have never gone to church has increased in the last decade. It used to be about 11% of Americans had never been to church. Mm-hmm. Currently, it's 17%. So a rather large increase in those who have no exposure whatsoever with the local church. And rather than being discouraged by that, I'm actually encouraged.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm encouraged is because it tells me that there's a huge swath of Americans that are ripe to be invited to what Jesus through his church has to offer. It seems like for so many years that I've been doing ministry, the focus has been, how do we get people back to church? People are stepping away from church. How do we get them back? Many of them have had a bad experience with church. Now there's a whole element of our culture that we're not asking that question anymore. We're saying, how do we invite them to church for the first time so that they can have a good experience? But there's no bad experience to get over. It's just that they're not aware of what the value that the church can offer.
Right.
So to me, that's an exciting opportunity. This is something that that I'm convinced God is doing in our culture, that he's developing a spiritual appetite for and a hunger for relational connection again within the church context.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that to me, that was what makes it exciting. And one of the things I mentioned on Sunday, and I hope people get this, I want to make sure I was clear on it, was that before I went into ministry, I was a youth pastor straight out of college. Before that, in my late middle school and high school and early college years, I liked church. I attended church. I would have said it was important to go to church, but I didn't really understand how valuable it was until I became a youth pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, I was looking at church through the eyes of a shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at these vulnerable junior high kids that I was responsible for, that I was caring for. And I just saw, you know, what a difference it made when they were gathered together on a weekly basis. So suddenly it wasn't just about my own involvement. It was sort of caring for them. And I saw how important it is. And to me, I think this is the heart of God as well. What I said earlier about why Jesus wants to build his church. He looks at us and he sees our vulnerability. He sees how easily we can get picked off by the enemy if we're isolated and alone.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows just how important it is for us to be together. This really represents his heart. On Sunday, I gave four off-ramps that people might face on the spiritual journey that would take them out from church. It was kind of, I'll give you guys, the listeners, a little bit of an inside information on that, why I chose to do that. I was thinking how weird it was. I was talking about the importance of church to people that were sitting in church.
In church.
Like, you're already here, you're doing, and then I was speaking, those that listen online, they're doing their best to come to church too.
Sure, so sure.
I felt like I was preaching to the choir.
Right.
You know, the truest sense of the phrase, you need to be in church, and there they all were. So right. I wanted people to feel like they got points for that. But instead, what I wanted to say is that we all know how easy it is for that to change.
Yeah.
And so I said, this is a warning to your future self. These are the off ramps that are on the road ahead mm-hmm. that you may not be aware of, and you may find yourself suddenly isolated yeah. and alone. So that was sort of the way that I was dealing with the idea that I'm talking about church to people in church.
Right, right.
Today, we have a chance with a podcast to maybe reach even broader than that. I imagine most of our listeners are on the same page with us,
yeah.
But some may be wrestling. They may be struggling.
Mm-hmm.
They may be finding themselves slowly pulling away. And I want to encourage them a little bit. So instead of four off-ramps, which is what I covered on Sunday, I want to talk about four reasons why church is as relevant as ever.
Right.
So, and they're all, I think they kind of make sense. The first one is that our spiritual experience is stronger in community. Our experience with God is richer. I want to say even stronger than that. It's necessarily enhanced when we're also together in church. I feel like a lot of people want to say, well, my relationship with God is, this is, as long as I live, I can remember people saying, it's a personal thing, my right. relationship with God.
Yeah.
It's just me and God. And more than ever, people want to say, that's just my one-on-one relationship. But that one-on-one relationship, as powerful as that is, as important as that is only magnified
mm-hmm.
when you have the together
mm-hmm.
relationship as well. Our culture prizes individuality. It always has. It seems to be an American value to just be a rugged individualist. And so it's easy for us to think, I can just nurture my relationship with God all by myself. I don't need church to
right.
do that.
Right.
But let me give you an example. I know you you work out with the team. You play hockey and work out some. You're a little sore today from playing.
I'm a little hurting today.
Yeah. Like over the years, I used to think primarily about, there's a whole season of my life when I thought primarily about my workout as just a very individual thing.
Sure. I would
just go for walks down in the hills or the beach down Torrey Pines or these great hills, and I would do these. I actually thought I was going to patent a slogan for a t-shirt. I was going to come up with my own t-shirt. This is my own idea. Now I'm going to say it publicly, and I'm going to see it next week, and I go, see, someone stole my idea. But here's my idea. I was going to put it, I go, the earth is my gym.
Nice.
It was going to have a picture of
nice.
The earth or whatever, nature or something. The earth yeah. is my gym. The idea that why pay for a gym membership?
Right.
Why go to a gym when you can just go out and enjoy the beach, the mountains, out in nature and
yeah.
kind of work out by yourself. So that was my philosophy.
I like it. It's very cool.
But then here's the catch. Then I got a personal trainer at a gym, and I realized I was working a lot harder then. I was kind of cutting myself a lot of slack by myself.
Right.
And even that, I was maybe doing some things wrong or things that weren't even that valuable.
Right.
I thought
right.
I was doing myself a lot of good, and I
yeah.
realized, no, there's some other things I need to include or incorporate that I wasn't tuned into. Suddenly,
right.
my individual workouts were way more valuable because now I have this information. I was working smarter, not harder.
Right, right.
And I was informed by the time in the gym.
Right.
It became this wonderful compliment. Suddenly, now I'm doing it with information and with instruction. And quite honestly, I worked harder in the gym than I did by myself.
Yeah, yeah. I always feel the pressure of, when being on a team, like they're expecting something from you, a certain level of play.
Yeah.
And and you have to rise to that occasion, you know, week in and week out.
Yeah.
Where if I would go out, you know, with the kids to go, you know, pass the puck around, I'm just on a leisurely stroll, you know what I mean? Versus going, oh no, this is, you know, the game's on the line. We have to, you know, rise up to the occasion.
I always think back to when I was in junior high PE. And the coach would have us do push-ups.
Yeah.
And whenever the coach was looking my direction, I was a lot more on it. Then you look away and my stomach would be resting on the ground, you know. So it's something built into us.
You know,
when it's just up to us, it's easy to say, oh, my relationship with God is strong and I'm doing all these things. But are we?
Right.
Are we really?
Yeah.
And I think all of us need that sort of personal encouragement in our life that comes with being together.
Yes.
And it's not to say instead of our one-on-one, we would all say the one-on-one is essential, but what happens on Sunday makes Monday through Saturday more meaningful in my one-on-one with the Lord, because we've been together more informed, more just strengthened.
Sure. Well, also from learning from others too, you know, like the you see some seasoned fathers in the church, you know, that are raising, you know, children older than yours, you know, and you go, okay, when I get to that point, I want to be, you know, like that, you know, I want to be like that family, or, you know, not in a keeping up with the Joneses kind of way, but in the way of saying they set the tone for their family and made church a priority.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So our spiritual experience is stronger in community. We're going to be way more, our one-on-one experience with the Lord is going to be way more meaningful because of what happens when we're together.
Yes, yes.
The second thing is our spiritual support is stronger in community. Not only our experience with God, but our the support that we experience. You know, I didn't talk about it in the message on Sunday. I think a lot of people expected me to. But we were evacuated from our home last week because of a California wildfire that threatened our home. Mm-hmm. Threatened is too strong a word. It was just close to our home.
Sure.
I don't think we were ever in real danger because the fire crews were just so impressive. But we were evacuated, mm-hmm. and I was absolutely amazed at how many people texted me, just blown away that morning. While we were still home, before we even left our house, that we're aware of it and we're reaching out to help. Extra points to all of them for just taking the time to reach out, say, are you okay? Just checking in with you. Even more hope points for those who said, come stay. If you need to evacuate, come stay with us.
Yeah.
We've got a room. We've got a place for you. Just come over here. Even more points for those who said we have a truck. We can come over and pick stuff up for you and help you move in. Big points for those who said, we got a place for your dog. That was, that was really thinking ahead. You can bring your dog over. And then one guy texted me, and this blew me away. He was actually in the process of evacuating themselves.
Wow.
And they took the time to reach out and said, are you okay? We're leaving too. Just want to make sure
you're
good as well.
Yeah.
And these were all people within the church.
Right, right.
These were my church friends that were there. And Cindy got a number of texts too. And between the two of us, we were just absolutely humbled by the fact that we have these relationships in our lives that are ready in the worst times mm-hmm. of life, the toughest times, the crises of life to be there mm-hmm. for you. That happens, that kind of support is stronger when you have church in your life.
Yeah.
Because we know people, we're connected to people
mm-hmm.
and we're supported with people.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, I look back on even, you know, nothing as, you know, traumatic or as an evacuation or anything, but even, you know, like when the kids were born, you know, and going into this new,
that might be more traumatic.
This new parenthood, you know what I mean? Yeah. Where you're going, like, you know, your wife just went through, you know, the birth process and all of that. And now we have this baby and coming to church and having, you know, people just go, you know, I'll take the baby, you know, yeah. go sit with your wife, go be in church. Like, I'll take the baby. You know what I mean? It's like, and then just having that community, you know, you just could just get to Sunday and you'd be like, okay, I have all of these extra people, all these hands that want to just help and be here to be a support for us. You know what I mean? It's so meaningful.
Yeah. It's so meaningful. Yeah. So that cannot be overemphasized, because we're all going to need it sometime.
Yes,
it's going to be
for sure.
Something we're all going to need it. And to have those people in our lives, it is absolutely essential, part of God's plan.
Yes, for sure.
The third thing is that spiritual growth is stronger in community. So we are going to easily get stagnant, kind of stall out, and get kind of plateaued in our faith if we're not involved in Christian community. True discipleship can only happen when we're connected with other believers. It can't happen when we're isolated. Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And there's this growth that happens when we're around each other. I think that's kind of what you were alluding to a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
When you're talking about looking to other individuals in the church and kind of learning from them. Mm-hmm. We sharpen each other. We challenge each other. We inform each other. We brush shoulders with people that look at things differently than we do, and that enhances the way we look at it, mm-hmm. and expands it.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not going to grow alone. I guess, you know, if we were forced to, we could, but God's design, God's plan is that we grow together. Spiritual growth, stronger and community. And finally, so our spiritual impact is stronger in community. We're going to make a bigger difference,
mm-hmm.
In this world when we're doing it alongside other believers.
Mm-hmm.
When we come alongside others, there's going to be an impact that's not going to happen by ourselves, partly because they're going to do things that we can't do. They're going to have skills and talents and gifts that are different than ours. And because of that, we're going to feel like we're now a part of this massive impact making organization that is called the church, and it's the body of Christ. And it's been God's plan A from the very beginning, that's the way this world would be mostly impacted. It's not by all these exterior ways that we can do it, trying to enforce it. It's rather, as the church is the church, it's God's people are God's people, and people plural, that we realize that. You know, we live at a time when everything's changing so quickly. There's so much uncertainty in the world, so much anxiety. And as we face that, the church becomes this steady foundation, this mm-hmm. place that is rooted in God's timeless truth, and becomes this rock in our culture that as we're gathered together,
mm-hmm.
we can invite people into that. It becomes a spiritual home where people can find peace and purpose and assurance.
Right.
In a world that's sometimes, you know, hard to keep up with,
mm-hmm.
and for many people, just it creates a lot of anxiety and uncertainty.
Yeah.
So for all those reasons, just kind of summarize it, our spiritual experience, our spiritual support, our spiritual growth, and our spiritual impact all are enhanced. They're all stronger when we're together. And for those mm-hmm. For those reasons, I'm still a big fan of church. I know Jesus is too, you know, and so I'm pretty optimistic as I look into the future. I think that there is something happening in our culture,
sure.
that is creating a deeper appetite for being together again.
Yes.
And so the pendulum, you know, over time, I've seen it many times where the pendulum swings both directions. And it feels like as we are seeing these statistics that show people withdrawing from church, that can only go on for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, I sense people are hungry again,
mm-hmm. for
what can happen. The kinds of things that you and I are so enthusiastic about and so committed to,
sure.
Coming together.
Yeah.
I think it's happening.
Yeah, I think so too. At least I'm hoping and you know, praying that it does, that people seek out you know, a church, you know, either our church or someone else's church, as long as they're there.
Yeah, I mean, people are listening to this all over the place, and so there may be a you know, you're maybe out of the reach of Green Valley Church, but there's a church for you. And even within our community, there's a lot of solid churches that right. you could go to that would be very meaningful. But to find that place,
yeah.
And you know, when you say you're hoping and you're praying for that, we can pray with real optimism. We can pray with confidence because we know this is what Jesus wants to do.
Right.
This is
right.
exactly what he's longing for
right.
too.
Right.
He is still building his church. Mm-hmm. I like to picture Jesus with a, you know, as a carpenter with a hammer in his hand, and he's still building his church
right.
today.
Right.
He's putting it together, and he's inviting us to be living stones.
Yes.
This is the biblical yes. analogy in yeah. that build it.
Right, exactly. Right. And I know, at least in my experience, I know some people have expressed that, you know, they're not perfect, or sometimes some people at church seem perfect or their life is put together. And that's always like one of those things that always stays in the back of my mind, that I go, I don't want to maybe show all my flaws all the time, you know, because they're kind of, you know, they're edgy, you know, they got some spikes to them, you know, but in the sense of building into a church community, you can start to let your guard down, and you can kind of say, these are my sharp edges that I'm working on, you know, that we can work on together,
yeah.
you know, and you can, you know, build into that as a body, as a family, you know.
So. Yeah, I think that's the perception from the outside looking in. Everybody's perfect. When you get inside, like us, we know better. You know,
yes,
you know,
yes, yes.
We're a bunch of flawed people, and
yes.
You know, including the people in front of the microphones right now.
Yes,
you
yes,
know, we know ourselves very well, and the church is meant to be this place to experience God's grace, to
right.
experience God's forgiveness and His transformation.
Yes,
where He
yes.
and so together we. That everything we've said just points to that our experience with God, our support, the growth, and the impact happens when we come together
yes.
in this imperfect community,
yep, yep.
Inviting imperfect people to connect with a perfect
yes.
God.
Yes, for sure,
yeah.
for sure.
Yep. Well, Unhurried is meant to be sort of like sitting down with a cup of coffee together after Sunday morning's message. If you think about, if you go back to my analogy of working out alone versus working out in the gym, well, this could be a third element. This is sort of like us working out together, just, you know, one-on-one. So I'm thinking of the listener out there who is in church on Sunday morning in the community of faith, is doing their best to connect with God, you know, day by day throughout yeah. the week. And here in the middle of the week, we have a chance to kind of sit down together or walk together,
sure.
have a conversation about it, and encourage each other. And I always, you know, feel better when you have a workout partner, when you have someone. To be honest, most of the time when I was out there, you know, by myself, but doing my independent workout, it was often with Cindy, the two of us together.
Yeah.
And that there's a great encouragement when you have someone to come alongside of you. So hopefully this feels like that for you, or come alongside of you in the middle of the week to encourage you with things that we talked about on Sunday morning. Ryan, how do people find the complimentary resources for this, either what we talked about on Sunday morning? Where are those resources?
Yeah, we have our Green Valley Church podcast, which is on all of the streaming places where you, as a listener, enjoy getting your podcast: Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon. And then we also have our Unhurried podcast, which is also on all of those. And we also have our YouTube channel, the Unhurried podcast with Doug Kyle. So we're on all those places, and we're working on some social media stuff too. We got an Instagram going now. So,
and sound effects, right?
And hopefully sound effects. Hopefully I'll work on getting a soundboard or all something. Right, yeah, we'll do something like that.
Just kidding about that. But the applause could be natural. We'll just fill this room with them.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Sure, that's gonna happen. All right. Well, and you can always email us at unhurriedpodcast@gmail.com just to let us know that you're listening. That's always encouraging
yes.
to kind
yeah.
of hear from you. So that's available as well. Well, thank you, Ryan.
Yeah.
Thank you to our enthusiastic watchers and listeners who are there joining us every week. For anybody who's now binging us because you're catching up, welcome on board. This has been a deeper dive into the message that I gave last Sunday. Until next time, this has been Unhurried with me, your host, Doug Kyle, and I look forward to talking soon.